20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
It's Saturday, March 30th, 2019. Pack-A-Day, your 24-7, 365-day-a-year Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm Jake Turner of PackersTalk.com. Joining me, of course, is my partner in crime, 32 years in the business, writer for BobMcGinnFootball.com. He's Mark Eckel. And Mark, welcome back, my friend.
I'm doing well, Jake. How are you?
I'm terrific. And yes, Packer fans out there, thank you so much for all the checking in that you guys did for me. It's been a really busy month for me down at the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, but it was well worth it because the identity is alive. I've unlocked my potential, and there is nowhere but going up right now. And it's been just a whirlwind, but now April's going to be a little more calm, so there will be no delays when it comes to Pack-A-Day with me and Mark going forward on our time slots.
So, all right, sounds good.
All right. You sound so happy, Mark. So glad.
I'm thrilled.
All right, we got so much to get into. I mean,
yes,
we got
do.
Sunday night, we got an opening night football game for the ages, of course, the oldest rivalry in the NFL. We're going to jump
What? How about that? The NFL, usually the Super Bowl champion opens season, and this year they bypassed that. They say, Packers and Bears, the 100th year of the NFL.
Yeah, buddy.
Year for the Packers, because the Packers actually started a year before the NFL did. Let's put the oldest rivalry in football on opening night, and we'll push the Patriots back to Sunday night.
I love it. And we're going to jump into that. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about Jordy Nelson, some of the memories that we have, and also a question that Packer fans have been asking, potential Hall of Famer. And, of course, we got preseason news already. We have possibilities of a team that's going to practice with the Packers, which is unheard of. So we got a lot to get into here. So let's jump into this now. Jordy Nelson has called it a career after 10-plus years in the NFL, and he was terrific. Second-round pick out of Kansas State. He, right out the gate, really exploded on the scene, became something great for the Green Bay Packers, and I could definitely see him going in as a Packers Hall of Famer soon, jersey retired possibly, and all this. But, Mark, I got to go to this because Packers and the Bears are going to open up on Thursday night, and I cannot wait for this game. But my favorite Jordy Nelson moment.
Jake, it's going to be a few months away yet. So
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
We're still in March, you know?
Doesn't matter. It's still awesome. It's still, and also, Mark, it's also awesome because the Bears are making these head-scratching moves here, like sending Jordan Howard to the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know what else to say about that, but I got to talk about this memory because a couple years ago, I was able to watch Jordy Nelson right in front of my eyes at great seats, and it was about 15 below out. I had on every aspect of winter clothing you could think of, hat, mask, sunglasses, military-style boots, pajama pants, so whatever I could think of to make me warm. The sun set across Soldier Field, and I believe it turned into the ice bowl there for a minute because I was just bone-shattering cold. And then Aaron Rodgers puts out the heat wave across the city of Chicago, throws it deep down the middle to Jordy Nelson. First down, Mason Crosby comes out, kicks the game-winning field goal. Packers win the North. It's the greatest day ever. But I couldn't believe it because Jordy Nelson made this acrobatic diving catch that just sunk all Bear fans into their seats. It was crazy. It was like domino effect there. So I just wanted to bring that up here. Mark, what is your favorite Jordy Nelson moment?
I don't know if I have a moment.
Okay.
I'm gonna come clean with you though.
Come clean. All right.
I go back a long way.
And come clean.
An
intervention.
That draft of Jordy Nelson's draft. The Packers, if you remember, they traded out of the first round.
Yes.
They traded back, and they take Jordy Nelson with their second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it.
Whoa.
I said, why are they trading out of a first round? I don't like trading out of a first round. There were some good players available there. They trade back. They take this wide receiver from Kansas State. I'm saying, tell me the last great receiver to come out of Kansas State. Kansas State doesn't produce any wide receivers, for God's sake. What did he do with this guy? Right? I'm not happy with the pick. Right? I'm gonna be honest. Dirty Nelson, Kansas State. I don't like this pick. And even if his first year, it's like, I'm still saying like, man, they took this, they wasted a second round pick on this guy. You know? And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, wait a minute now. This guy's a little better than I thought. This guy's actually really good. So I don't make too many mistakes. I don't think in all my years I've made a couple.
Well, that's two already, and you could tweet your hate out to @MarkEckel08.
No, I come around. No, we're just kidding,
Packer fans.
Most times in the Packers, especially with the Packers and Eagles as well, because I covered Eagles for a long time.
Yes, you did.
I've been pretty good when they've taken a guy. I've been like, okay, this is a good pick. I like this guy a lot. Blah blah blah. I didn't like this. And I would say 88-90%, I've been pretty good with it. Like, it turned out the guy who I thought was good turned out to be good. Guys that, you know, I didn't think were going to be good, then turned out not to be so good. Jerry Nelson was in that 12% or so that I was wrong about. And I'm happy I was wrong, because like I said, I didn't think it was a great pick, and it turned out to be, obviously, one of Ted Thompson's best picks ever. And let's say this, Jerry Nelson was one of many second to third round picks by Ted Thompson at wide receiver. It turned out to be pretty darn doggone good.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. It wasn't until the final 5 years of Ted Thompson's tenure that where he kind of fell off a little bit.
If you look at the second and third round wide receivers Ted Thompson selected, he did a hell of a job there. You got Devontae Adams.
Yep, out of Fresno State.
Greg Jennings, James Jones.
The kid that
got hurt, I forget his name, Terrence McGee, who probably would have been a very good player.
I forgot about him.
That's some pretty good players and pretty good wide receivers in this third round. So, anyway. My regret is, and it's probably Jordy's as well. Wouldn't it have been better if he retired last year?
I agree. I think you're dead on, Mark, because the thing is with Jordy Nelson is that, you know, he came off, go back to 2015, preseason game at Pittsburgh, tears his ACL, out for the year. He comes back at 2016, this amazing comeback
season. Year, right?
Excuse me?
I believe he was comeback player of the year.
Yes, he was. I think he had 14 touchdowns that year, and it was just, it was unbelievable. It was like he was revitalized. He was back. And then something happened a couple more seasons later where you just sit there and go, I think he's lost a step. And you're hearing these NFL scouts. You're hearing Matt Miller of NFL Draft Scout talking about this. You're hearing Chris Landry talk about this, and you're sitting there going, oh, boy, is Jordy just not the same anymore? And then also another thing is with Jordy Nelson in his final year at Green Bay, he was really left on an island. He didn't have a quarterback that could stretch the field. He didn't have a quarterback he trusted as much as he had with Rodgers. When Rodgers went down, Jordy Nelson's productivity went down as well. And it was really sad to say that. But at the same time, I understand what the new regime had to do. They had to send Jordy Nelson away. They got to get rid of Randall Cobb, which they did. So, I mean, they were trying to clean it up. But, man, watching him with the Raiders, he just looked lost out there. He didn't look like he was interested. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that just watching him in the Raiders, it just felt like I think this is his last year. He's not going to play again. His numbers are down. His productivity is down. His yards after the catch. Everything was just – it just didn't feel like Jordy Nelson that we grew and loved with the Packers. But – I think what's going to happen, and I hope this does, one-day contract with the Packers. He retires with them. Then we see him in the Packers Hall of Fame someday. Bring the jersey up. Put his number on Lambeau Field right by Brett Favre. and really just make this great, because there are two guys that were terrific Packers over the last 15 years. One was Jordy Nelson, and the other was Clay Matthews. Those two guys alone are going to be on Lambeau Field. They're going to be on the Wall of Fame going forward. That's how I feel right now. And I think just being able to have the luxury of having Jordy Nelson and watching him year to year was just a great blessing.
Okay.
I've left Mark speechless. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought for a moment, Mark, I left you speechless. I was almost about to mark the date.
No, well, I can't add anything that you said. I'm not so sure. He'll definitely be in the Tiger Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about
yes.
that. No, zero. There's no 0% chance that he does not go in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I don't know about retiring numbers. They teams are starting okay. to like. I mean, they could, and if they do, I'll stand up and applaud. But teams lately. They don't seem to be doing it as frequently as they once did. Not just a great, it's, you know, Brett Favre, obviously, it's a little bit different.
Okay.
But they might. I wouldn't be against it, but I wouldn't rip them if they didn't either.
If I gave you two numbers, would you retire Clay Matthews or Jordy Nelson?
I have to retire one.
Retire just one.
Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews, okay, and why is that?
I think Clay, taking nothing away from Jordy, taking nothing, this is not a knock on Jordy at all. I just think Clay's had more of an impact. I think, his position as an outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense, the pass rusher, the guy that the offense feared, just meant more to the success of the Packers. I think Jordy did, and it's nothing away from Jordy Nelson. I just think Clay was the face of that defense for
Agreed.
A lot of years. Jordy was a great player on offense, but he was never the face of the offense. It was always Aaron. So, just because of that. I mean, if you told me I could only pick one, so I would pick Clay.
This is the Pack-A-Day podcast. You're listening to it on iTunes. Oh, we're all over the internet. And I'm Jake Turner of PackersTalk.com, Mark Echo of BobMcGinnFootball.com, joining you here on Saturday, March 30th, 2019. I can't believe it's almost April. This is maddening. We're going to actually have the NFL draft on April 25th. I can't believe that, in Nashville.
But this,
excuse me?
I've been waiting for a draft since the season.
I am too. I've been dying for the draft. I know, because they got those two picks, and I'm really excited to see what the Packers do with those two first rounders. I really am. But it's something interesting is also happening when we talk about the Raiders, you know, with Jordy Nelson, you know, having that Raiders to the Packers. Now we got some news happening that the Packers and the Raiders are playing in Canada. Where, Mark?
Team president Mark Murphy kind of dropped that during the owners' meetings. The Packers and Raiders will play a preseason game this year. That's for certain. It's supposed to be a Raider home game.
Okay.
Since the Raiders don't even know if they have a home, so they're kind of a homeless franchise right now, I guess. So there's room, you know, and you know how the NFL is. They want to put games in as many different places as they can. They play three, four times a year. They play in Mexico City now. The Bills, I think, have played a couple games in
they
Canada.
They play Toronto.
So apparently, according to Murphy, they're working out the details still. They're not sure exactly where in Canada they're going to play. He made it pretty clear. It looks like that Packer Raider preseason game will be north of the border.
That's unbelievable, Mark. This is something I haven't seen the Green Bay Packers do ever. And I mean, what led to Mark Murphy deciding on this? That's something that Ted Thompson wouldn't do, that what Ron Wolf wouldn't do, that Tom Bratz wouldn't do, God rest his soul. What is it about going north of the border for the Packers? And it's not a home game, thank goodness, Lambeau fans.
No, because, they're not giving up. I don't think it's their choice. I think it's more the Raiders, to be honest with you.
So
saying the league likes, this is what it's all about money. That's, let's be honest. It's the NFL is a money-making, you know.
A machine. A billion-dollar machine.
Where they just print money. So
they're the Terminator.
Just
put away,
put a game in Canada. I mean, like I said, the Raiders don't know where to play. Mm-hmm. So why have a preseason game somewhere and out who knows where? Put it in Canada. Let a bunch of people that don't get a chance to see NFL football spend their Canadian dollars on the NFL. And why not send them? Just probably, I'm going to take a wild guess at this. I guess there's a lot of Buffalo Bills fans in the eastern part of Canada.
Yeah, Toronto.
But I would venture to guess that there's a lot of Green Bay Packer fans throughout Canada.
Okay, but where, though, Mark? I mean, we got Winnipeg, we got Edmonton, and we got Toronto or Vancouver.
It could be one of those places. I don't know. Edmonton, maybe. I don't. I mean, there's plenty of feel. I mean, they have the CFL. By the way, have you ever seen the Edmonton Eskimos uniforms?
The what?
The Edmonton Eskimos.
No, I haven't.
Their uniforms look very similar to the Green Bay Packers, by the way.
Oh, that! Oh, in the CFL. Yeah. Oh, yes, I have seen that. Yes, I have.
Yeah, they have the same green and gold.
It's eerie.
But, I mean, I don't know where they're going to play, but it's not the worst thing. It's a preseason game. Yeah, who cares? I mean, like I said, as long as the Packers aren't giving up a game at Lambeau, that's
exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, and I'm glad that you came on here to, you know, correct that. Because, I mean, there were Packer fans understanding that, oh, my goodness, did we just lose a game at Lambeau Field, which is like a kiss of death.
That wouldn't happen until you did.
No, it never will happen. That's exactly, Mark, why the Packers will never surrender a home game just to go play in Europe. If they go to Europe, it has to be as a visitor. Otherwise, no deal. Because there's nothing like going to Lambeau Field to watch a football game. There is nothing. And I don't care if you're a Cowboy fan, Bear fan, Browns fan. There is nothing like going to Lambeau Field. Nothing. So.
Okay, relax. They're not losing a home game, okay? It's your Raiders home game. It's the homeless team's
home game. Hey, I'm just reminding everybody that Lambeau Field is it's a bucket list moment.
People know. Either Packer fans are intelligent. They know they're not at home.
They're very intelligent. I love talking
to Packer
fans.
You're talking to Packer fans.
Yes, but I still like talking about that. I mean, it's just a reminder.
Well, it's not. It's the Raiders. The Raiders are losing, and they don't even have a home, so it's not, no big deal.
I don't even know where they are.
I think it's good. It gives people up in Canada a chance to see an NFL game. You know, why not?
I like it.
No problem with it at all.
There's something else that's happening.
The bigger news coming out of next year's preseason.
Go for it, Mark.
I think that is the little bombshell that new head coach Matt LaFleur dropped on the media when he said that the Packers are going to practice. He plans on having, you know, scrimmages or practices with another team during training camp.
Wow.
And what's that?
I said, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's not on you. I mean, it happens all around the league.
It does,
Others have done it all the time. I don't want to say the Packers have never done it, because I don't know that for a fact. They haven't done it in a long time.
When was the last time?
I can't remember. I mean, there may have been way back. I don't remember every detail back during the Dan DeMine years or whatever, but... it's been a while the Packers ever did it, but I covered the Eagles for a long time. They did it a lot. Going back to Buddy Ryan, did it a couple times. He practiced with the Falcons 1 year. He practiced with the Lions 1 year. He practiced, I believe, there's a third one. I can't remember. But I want to say Tampa Bay, maybe. He did it 3 of his 5 years. Rich Kotite did it with the New York Jets 1 year. Then Andy Reid, Ray Rhodes did it with Buffalo 1 year, and another team too. I don't remember. I want to say Cleveland maybe. But Andy Reid was the only one. Andy didn't like to do it, probably because he came from Green Bay where they never did it. So all those years the Eagles never did it. Then Chip Kelly came in and he did it with the Patriots twice and the Ravens once. And the players kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've ever been to a training camp, I don't know if you have or not, Jake, but
oh, definitely.
I've been to a million of them. And they play, you know, after a while, you get tired of beating on yourself. You know, Mm-hmm. Like, that's your teammate. You get tired of like, you know, going against your own guy every day in practice. So now it gives you a little bit of a break where you get to see another team, see some different, you know, if you're an offense, you get to see a different defensive look. The defense gets to see a different offensive look. And you get to beat up on some other guys for a change. I'm serious. There's no real downside to it, I don't think.
There is no downside, but the last time that the Packers did this was back in 2005, and that was when Mike Sherman was the coach. He brought Buffalo Bills.
I don't remember that.
They never did under McCarthy, though. Never did.
Sherman did do it, though. Okay, yep. I didn't remember that at all.
So that was the last time.
With the Bills, huh?
Yep.
Was it in Green Bay or in Buffalo?
It was in Green Bay.
Okay.
It was in Green Bay, yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be in Green Bay, too.
That is crazy. Well, like I said, the season of change continues in Green Bay.
Now, who do you think? Again, we have no idea. We're just going to speculate.
Right, but no, but I mean, it's March and it's fun to speculate.
Who do you think they would practice against?
Well, let's see here. Is the preseason schedule out yet? That's my question.
No.
No. Okay.
I mean, the obvious choice is the obvious connected dots is Tennessee, because that's where LaFleur came from, so he's friends
with... He did it last year when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers came into town, so they did another team. And then when he was working with Sean McVay, he also did it with the Rams. But my question, though, is are they going to do this in the preseason in the finale, or are they going to actually
talk to the Bears? It's always
and
done early.
Is there a chance that the Packers and the Bears would do a joint practice?
No. No.
Hey,
it wouldn't be a team in the NFC.
Just speculating.
I doubt that it's even a team in the NFC. It'll probably be a team in the AFC.
Cleveland?
An educated guess is Tennessee, only because LaFleur knows, they know. It's usually, like, again, with the Eagles, it was always somebody that knew somebody. Like,
okay. But, Mark, what if it was Cleveland?
With Bellin, they were friends. He did it with John Harbaugh because Kelly knew Jim Harbaugh so well.
Okay.
And so that was the connection there. I forget who Ray Rhodes did it with Buffalo. I don't remember who the Buffalo head coach was. I think it was Wade Phillips. They knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually somebody. It's usually the coach is a friend of the coach from wherever, and that's why that's kind of why they do it. And they, you know,
Mark, I'll give you a team. I'll give you a team that people would just go crazy if this actually happened in a joint practice. What about the Cleveland Browns? John Dorsey.
Yeah. That would be interesting. I don't think so. I think there's too much.
Oh man, Baker versus Aaron. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It would be. I got you.
I don't know if the Packers want to bring all those old Packers back into Green Bay to practice.
Man, that would be.
I don't know if they want to do that. That would be interesting. From a fan's perspective, that would be great.
Wall-to-wall media. Because everybody would be like, Baker Mayfield versus Aaron Rodgers, OBJ versus Davante Adams. The list goes on and on. And, I mean, with the new Packers that they brought in, I mean, I know people are excited to see the likes of Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith, you know, really showing something. And it's
that would be interesting. That would be very, very interesting and a lot of fun. If I have to bet, I'm gonna bet on Tennessee or Cleveland.
Okay, no, that's fair. I like what Tennessee is doing right now in free agency, so I get that. They got a great defense.
Who else would be a connection that if LaFleur has any other?
Let's see.
He has one in San Francisco, but I don't think they would do it with a team that they might play during the season. Do the Packers and Niners play this year? I don't think they do.
The schedule hasn't come out yet, so we're not sure.
Teams have come out.
The teams have come out.
I don't think they
No,
play
we don't,
the East.
We don't play the West this year.
No, but they. But then they both come in third place.
Who did?
Packers and Niners both came in. What place did the Niners come in last year? They came in third or fourth. Oh, no, the Niners came in fourth, so no, the Packers wouldn't play the 49ers.
Yeah, too true.
No, the Niners did come in third. Arizona came in fourth. So they would play during the season, so they probably won't. I don't think you would practice with a team that you play during the season.
No, I don't want to see that. That's one thing I definitely don't want to see.
So they right. would not be the Niners.
No, that would be pretty ridiculous.
I'm still saying Tennessee until proven differently.
I'm going to go outside the box. I'm going Cleveland because I want to see
you're
that.
You're looking for the story. That is the
I
best
am.
Story.
Hey, that's why I'm here. Remember, Dan Patrick School of Sports Casting. That's why I'm here.
I don't know if the Packers would welcome all those old Packers back in there. They didn't let that leave on the best of terms. You know what I'm saying?
This would be
fun. That would be the fun one. I don't know.
This is the Pack a Day podcast. I'm Jake Turner at PackersTalk.com. Joining me is Mark Eckel of BobMcGinnFootball.com. Mark, before we say goodbye, you got any final thoughts about Jordy Nelson at all, or just what we've covered today?
No, I just think, like we already said, a great career. I wish he would have just played his whole career with the Packers and gone out to that year and with the Raiders. And like you said, I'm sure he will come back. Probably sign that whatever one. Although I read some things on social media and stuff that are kind of interesting. Like maybe bring him back and let him play in that. What do they have that nighttime scrimmage thing they have?
At St. Norbert's.
Don't they call it like family night or something?
Family night. Oh yes, of course. You gotta have family night. That's a tradition.
Let him dress that night, and maybe let Aaron throw him a pass or two.
Right. I mean, no injuries, please.
The fans would go crazy.
Definitely they would. If Jordy Nelson came back on family night, everybody would whip out their cell phones and be sitting there going, I just saw the greatest moment ever. Awesome. Oh, Mark, it's so good to hear your voice again and working with you on Pack a Day, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right. Sounds good, Jake. Take care, buddy.
All right, that was Mark Eckel, BobMcGinnFootball.com. Please check it out. He has always great stuff to talk about here. I just want to say to all the Packer faithful, and that includes also Andy Herman and Zachary Jacobson, I'm glad to be back. They were very, very nice to me and understood, you know, what I was trying to accomplish. Same thing with PackersTalk.com with Al Bracco. Thank you to all of you, because if it wasn't for this great nucleus of talent that gave me this chance to continue my dream with the Dan Patrick School of Sports Casting so I can continue to really build up this product, it really does mean a lot to me, so I thank them. We're going to have so much coming up here because we're going to have a little cross-promoting. You know, we got Andy Herman of Cheesehead TV. He's going to be joining me on my Turning Points podcast the next few weeks. We are still working on the time, but when we do, we will be able to get that out here. Plus, we are also going to simulcast my podcast, Turning Points, and when you go on social media, it's going to be hard not to be able to click on this, because if I have an interview with Andy Herman, for example, I'll take an excerpt from the interview and put it on there to talk about it. And I definitely want to bring him in very soon. Same with Zachary Jacobson. As well, because I loved working with Zachary. Zachary was just a blast to work with, and I just love being part of Pack-A-Day. It really just helps me with reps and makes me feel good. And, you know, working with Mark Eckel, it's a blessing in disguise. So I'm so glad to be back with the Packer faithful. I'm happy to doing this podcast every 2 weeks with Mark Eckel, and I can't wait to see what we can do next because, like I said, there's still free agency still out there. There's still the draft to be talked about, and I can't wait. Before we go, I just want to give a couple of little nuggets of news in the NFL. We'll start off with the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles made a deal. They're sending Jordan Howard, running back, to the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Chicago Bears will receive the 2020 sixth round pick. Speaking about that also, the Dallas Cowboys have put the clamps on DeMarcus Lawrence by trading for Robert Quinn of the Miami Dolphins, and they will get a 2020 sixth round pick. I'd say this right now. Cowboys got a heck of a deal off that. They only had to pay Robert Quinn $8 million. So that was actually a pretty good move. But DeMarcus Lawrence, the clock is ticking, bud, because you just lost all that power. You're like George Costanza in Seinfeld right now. You got no hand in this relationship anymore. So that's some of the nuggets around the NFL coming up. And then, of course, we know the new rule about the pass interference and the non-calls going to be used as challenges. So a lot is still happening here in the NFL and, of course, in the Packers. Just to recap real quick, Jordy Nelson is retired after 10-plus years in the NFL. The Packers will be doing a preseason game with the Oakland Raiders coming up in Canada. And the Packers will be having a joint practice with another football team. The first time since 2005 when Mike Sherman brought the Buffalo Bills into Green Bay. Never a dull moment here on Pack-A-Day. So for next time, for Mark Eckel, I'm Jake Turner. And we will see you next time. And in the three greatest words in the dictionary of the Green Bay Packers is, go, Pack, go. We'll see you next time on Pack-A-Day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Shotgun. Packers showing a blitz, and here they come. Beathard looking, hit as he throws it, deep down the right sideline, and it is intercepted on the play. Spectacular interception by Kevin King at the 9-yard line of Green Bay. Snap to Rodgers, looking right. Throws the right side, St. Brown makes the touch, and St. Brown out! Oh, he reached back to gather it in, using all 6'5 of his frame. Tumbled out of bounds. Inside the 30 of the 28-yard line. Hunter Bradley the snap. J.K. Scott down on one knee. Arm extended. Here it is. Placement made. Kick is up. It is good.
Yes.
Mason Crosby delivers the dagger. One week after his worst day ever, he delivers the dagger tonight. Third and five. 13-yard line of Atlanta. Snap, Ryan, looks right, throws right
there
side,
intercepted to the house, Bashaun Breeland, touchdown, Green Bay Packers.
19-yard interception return, and it's 16-7 Packers. Rodgers looks it over, takes the snap, blitz on, they pick it up, lost
they
the right
him.
Side.
They got him.
40-yard single-back offense behind Aaron Rodgers, who ducks in under center. From the 29 of Green Bay, and here's the handoff up the middle. Big hole, straight ahead. It is Aaron Jones off to the races, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, down the left sidelines, and he's out of bounds. Inside the 10 of the 5-yard line of Miami. Aaron Jones with a burst, 67 yards. Third and six, trailing 30-23, 2 minutes straight up to go in the game. San Francisco showing a blitz through the A-gap, and here they come. Rodgers looking, throws left side of the end zone.
Yes! Touchdown! Yes! Devontae Adams, left corner in the end zone from Aaron Rodgers.
16-yard touchdown pass. The Packers an extra point away from getting this game tied.